President Bush this morning named former Secretary of State James A. Baker III to be his personal envoy to Iraq to help restructure and reduce that country's debt. The president said Iraq's huge debt threatens Iraq's ability to improve its faltering economy. James Baker served as Secretary of State under the first President Bush and was Treasury Secretary in the Reagan administration. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. What exactly is Baker being asked to do?
Well, the White House says today that this is being done in direct response to a request by the Iraqi Governing Council. It's a volunteer position for Baker, first off. No pay. He'll have an office and some staff. No budget has been announced. He'll be traveling to Iraq a good deal and around the world a good deal. He will work closely with other countries, with the World Bank, to try to bring some relief to Iraq. And he'll try to coordinate efforts to restructure the debt so it's not nearly so burdensome, and to see if he can get any of it just out and out forgiven.
Why has the White House made this such a high priority?
Well, clearly it's still a very fragile situation in Iraq on the ground. We see that every day with the attacks that are taking place. The military's task remains very, very large. But there is also the question of getting the Iraqi economy moving. It's an economy that really needs to be radically reformed from what it was during the rule of Saddam Hussein. But the White House feels very strongly that the foreign debt that carries over from Saddam Hussein could indeed be a crippling obstacle for the Iraqi economy, and that it's something that absolutely needs to be addressed if Iraq is to become that healthy, contributing economic force in the region that the White House says it will eventually be.
Just how big, Don, is the Iraqi debt?
That's a really good question. The figures are all over the place. On the high end, it's put at about $200 billion. You see reports that estimate it's in the range of anywhere from $120 billion or so up to $200 billion. It is owed to many countries. Russia has a big chunk of it. But that will certainly be one of the first big jobs that James Baker will have to undertake, to just go in and try to sort out what the number is, what Iraq owes to various countries around the world, and that won't be an easy task, I don't think.
And James Baker, he has a long history with the Bush family, so the president in him has somebody that he can trust for this, what's really an extremely difficult job.
Absolutely. James Baker III is an old family friend of former President Bush. Baker is a Texan. He is a Houston lawyer. He was, as you said, the first President Bush's Secretary of State. He had top positions in the Reagan administration prior to that. He was instrumental in the tax reforms that President Reagan was able to get through Congress during his time in office. I should also add that this is not the first time that James Baker has been a personal envoy to George W. Bush. You may recall that during the election controversy in 2000, when the Florida recount was underway, James Baker was the Bush campaign's point man on the ground in Florida, coordinating all activity, which ultimately resulted in Mr. Bush being declared the victor over Al Gore. So really, it's no surprise that Baker shows up in some capacity in the Bush administration now.
Don, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.